Soul, the Ace Podcast. And this brings us to the third episode of Soul, the Ace Podcast. Big ups to everyone who either listened, downloaded, streamed, and still listening to the previous episodes. And massive shout out to everyone who has been supportive in one way or the other. I appreciate the calls, the goodwill messages, the criticisms, and of course, thank you to everyone who shared across all social media platforms. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and even WhatsApp. Oh God! The love is massive, and I love you all. Now, this is another... Wait. Rema was supposed to come in and say banger now. Alpha. Oh, Rema slide me. No problem. We move. It is still your baby girl Solace. Sammy Solace. And now, let's get into it. This episode contains two segments. It was originally meant to be just the first segment with the topic, Life is like a camera, if only you find the right lens. But, you know, today is my mom's birthday, while yesterday was my dad's birthday. So I thought of making the second segment a form of shout-out to my parents. I didn't want to detach the first episode, the first theme or topic I had in mind. So why bother when I can easily merge two segments into an episode? So here you have it. Life is like a camera, if only you find the right lens. Did I remember to tell you that I'm a writer? Oh well, I am. I deal mostly with hypnotic writers and poems, but that is not where we're going to. I just want you to know that if then about 95% of this podcast theme and topic will originate from me. This theme is not ambiguous. It is just about taking chances in life. And you may be wondering why I use a camera or why a camera is being used as an implied comparison to life. That is so because a camera in this concept is finding the right eyes. But I'm actually not talking about eyes as a sense of sight. I'm referring to the right measures to be taken to make the right decisions in life. You would agree with me that when a phone is being used, a phone with a bad camera quality is being used to take pictures, you won't even want to post it. I can relate well to this. And apart from that, if you are using a phone with a bad camera quality, you won't even be gingered. You won't be motivated to take pictures. You'll be walking down the street, you see a person with an iPhone, probably an iPhone, or any phone with a good camera quality. Then you'll be like, hey bro, please help me. Just a shot. And then when the person is about to take the shot, you decide that you are no more taking a shot, you want to take about 100, then one shot will become 100 shots just because you are not sure of when next you are going to find a good picture, take good pictures again. So I can relate well to this because during orientation service at NYSC camp, Bayelsa camp, Kolokuma Opokuma camp, then my phone was stolen in the first week of camping. And a friend of mine and I, that's Mariam, anytime we were supposed to take pictures, you know, you want to take good pictures. And she also had, our phone also had a fault. So we'll be looking for someone to take her pictures. In fact, I'm sure our pictures are still on people's phones still now. So because the camera quality of the phone was not good, or probably you don't have a phone to take good pictures, you have to look for a phone with a good camera quality. So I was talking about life being all about taking chances. Yes, It is actually very true. And if you don't agree with me, I'll give you an example you can easily relate with. As a believer, your relationship with God is about taking chances. You know why? That is when probably you did something wrong, or you feel you've wronged someone, or you've wronged God. Probably, you were commanded to do this in the scriptures or in the holy books, then you did otherwise. So when you're praying to God, you'll be like, Oh Lord, my God, I promise you, I won't do this again. Just give me another chance. You see, chance comes in there. So that is you taking chances. And even your relationship with everybody you come across, your family, your partner, your parents, your friends, and even foes. Yeah, in your relationship with your spouse or your partner, that is probably someone cheats in a relationship. The next thing you hear is, it was the devil's handwork. It wasn't my fault. Just give me another chance. Just a second chance. And I promise I won't do this again. Even with foes, you never want another chance with an enemy. And that is when you say, I don't want to have anything to do with a particular person. Because you don't want to take the chances of history repeating itself. So, what inspired this topic was taking the right opportunities. When I say take chances in life or take opportunities, I'm not talking about you taking any opportunity that comes your way. I'm referring to you taking the right opportunities. These opportunities are those opportunities that will determine your life. Because taking the right opportunities actually go a long way in helping one in life. And likewise, taking the wrong steps or taking the wrong chances in life could be detrimental to your life, and even can ruin everything one has worked for so far. So, when I say take the right opportunities, take the right chances, I'm not asking you to go after every opportunity that comes your way. You just have to look forward and think wisely, be creative, be prayerful if you are a believer. Things will work your way. You don't have to go through length or go after every opportunity that comes your way, but taking the right chances. I was speaking with a friend yesterday. That's Olaiton. Big shout out to Olaiton. Lighty baby. That's my NYC bunkie. So we were talking about job gigs and job offers. So I told her something. I was like, do you know you can actually go after what you love doing? Like, you can do what you love doing while earning from it. You don't have to go after opportunities that are not even yours. There are some opportunities that are not yours, but because they come your way, you want to take them. No, you don't have to. There are some opportunities that are meant for you. You can create opportunity for yourself in life. Opportunities are, per chance. They are not certain. It's just like faith. They are not certain. They are not promised. Yeah, they are not promised. So you can actually create a form of opportunity for yourself in life whereby you'll be the one giving people opportunities. That is one way around. Another way around is, how sure are you that the opportunities or the steps you're taking in life are the right steps for you? How sure are you that the opportunities you're about to take in your life are not the ones that will be detrimental to you or your career or your relationship with people in the long run? So all these things are the necessary things to think about when taking opportunities. There's this particular saying about taking opportunities. This saying is, opportunity comes but once. Well, true that, but it is not totally true. Because once you have this behind your back or behind your head, or you have this saying, you are going by this saying that opportunity comes but once, you'll be discouraged. You'll be easily discouraged. And when flimsy, or let me say, when any opportunity comes by your way and you don't get it or you don't make use of it, you feel discouraged. The truth is, once opportunity comes your way and you are not opportune to take them, you will always have access to something better. That is the truth. The basis of life is for you to breathe. Once you breathe in fine, you can actually go to lengths to get chances or to get opportunities. There will always be better chances for you. So just because you've let go or you missed an opportunity or a chance in life doesn't mean you never get them back or you never get better ones. You can and you will. So there is another popular injunction that females are likely, like, they are more open to opportunities than males. Well, I hope you know that about 70% of these opportunities females are open to are the ones that are detrimental to their life. That's the truth. So it is left to ladies, or it is left to anyone at all, to go in search of opportunities and take opportunities that won't ruin you. You have to be wise, play your game smartly, do things you have to do to get opportunities. When you are in a gathering or you are among people who you are supposed to speak with or ask questions about what you need in life, do so. I'm always against it when one is supposed to, okay, fine, you've seen someone that will help you in your career. You've already seen the person, but you are secluding yourself because I don't want to get involved. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. If you keep going on and on like that, one may never make it in life, or your pace of success may be slow. You get? So make use of the right opportunities. There are some people, they are only waiting for you to just ask them. Like, maybe it's a form of ego or something, I don't know. But they're only waiting for you to ask them, sir, can I do this? Can I do that? Can you help me with this? Can you help me with that? They're only waiting for you, not that they can't help you. So if you have the opportunity, because not everybody has the access to opportunities you have. So if you have the opportunity to pursue anything in life, please do so. And be open to learning. Be open to criticisms. When you do something, you pull a stunt and people criticize, it gives you more access to learn more, to know more about it. Because I believe no one is an island. You can't be all perfect. In fact, from teaching people, you also learn. So that is another aspect of taking chances in life. Another thing which may likely be the last thing we'll be talking about taking chances is the fact that you have to be open to taking risks. Opportunities, like I said, taking chances is not certain. It can be either negative or positive. So you have to be open-minded, like be ready to take risks. Don't be scared. I remember when I was in secondary school, my economics teacher, that man would tell us that the first quality of an entrepreneur or a business owner is the fact that they take risk. Like, as a business owner or as business owners, you must be able to take risk. If you keep sitting around and longing for the fact that, oh, I don't want to make mistakes. This used to happen to me. Like, I don't want to make mistakes. I don't want to take these steps. I don't want to take that step because I don't know the right steps that are meant for me. I don't know the right steps that I'm supposed to take to bring me success. But if I keep having this belief, then I will never make do of anything. You have to be open to learning,
be inquisitive, and be ready to take chances, as long as these steps or these chances will not be detrimental to your mental health, your personal health, your well-being, and your career, and your relationship with people. That is very crucial. So I hope we've been able to learn one or two things from this segment of my third episode. It is still your baby girl, Solis. And this makes the second segment of the third episode of Soul the Eighth podcast. This segment is a form of shout outs to my parents, and this makes the first official shout out I'll be making on this podcast. It's still your baby girl, Lou Solis. Today is actually my mom's birthday, like I said in the first segment, and yesterday was my dad's birthday. You must be wondering, oh, what a coincidence. I've always been wondering that all my life. Until date, it still amazes me that, how can you both share the same, your birthmate, how can your birth date be a day after the other? Did you guys plan it? But, well, that's how it is. That's how it has always been. Okay, more I forget, the first segment, the background music there is a song by Celine Dion titled Taking Chances, in case you feel like downloading or the like. It's a song, the lyrics are powerful, so it's all about taking chances in life. Now, this segment, I want to appreciate my parents. They've been everything I've been in life. They are everything. They are still everything. They've always been there for me. And I've never felt like, okay, I wanted more, or I wanted better parents, because they are actually everything. Now, in this segment, we are to discuss parental roles. And when I talk about parental roles, I hope you're not thinking about birth parents, like the parents that give birth to one directly. When we're talking about parenting, the denotative meaning of parenting is, could your parents could be biological parents who gave birth to one directly. It could be foster parent, it could be surrogate parent, it could be people who brought you home. Probably you were brought up by a grandma or a grandpa, your grandparents, or uncle, aunt. As long as those are the ones that give you your upbringing, it could even be from an orphanarium. Probably one grows up in an orphanage home. Those people that brought you up as your foster ones are also parents. So they play an important role in one's life. They play important roles in the upbringing of a child. And this is why I always say that, I don't know, I always tell people that when one is not ready to give birth to a child, it's just better for you not to give birth at that period. Just hold on, there's no rush for giving birth, you get. So parents, this will make me remember a time that was around around November or October, during my NYC days, my CDS group is editorial board. Shout out to the likes of Jade Sola, Happy Girl, Dami, Mariam, and everybody else. Okay, Linus, and everybody else, we used to go around every media houses at Jenagua. So there was a time we were privileged to speak on a topic that was on air. That was in Bayelsa Broadcasting Corporation, Glory FM. Shout out to our producer, Mr. Eric. So during that time, there was a topic that has to do with low self-esteem. We're supposed to talk on a topic like that, low self-esteem. And I was privileged to speak about the causes of low self-esteem. Probably I'll be sharing the video later on. When I was talking about the causes of low self-esteem, I spoke about the first and foremost cause of low self-esteem, and that is what? Parental negligence. I believe charity begins at home. Whatever a person becomes in life, it depends on the upbringing, the environment, and everything that has to do with the upbringing of a child. If one has an upbringing that is detrimental to one's health or one's mental stability, it will reflect. There is no how. It will reflect. You would know that this kind of person was brought up this way. You get? So those are some of the things. That is the crucial thing, the crucial cause of low self-esteem. So parental roles are very vital in a child's life. Growing up, one must be fully ready to give birth before giving birth. So when I use this medium to appreciate my daddy, Chief Akombi, Isaac Akombi, and my mommy. We call my mom Ade or mommy. So they really played important roles in my life. Sincerely, I can't even tell it all. They are everything I am and everything I long to be. Okay, growing up, I've never really had to do with pressures or hardships all my life. It has always been easy for me, although there were times I just feel like, oh my God, who are these people? Why are they so strict? They are very disciplined to the core. But at the same time, very loving. They are lovable people. My mom especially, she's one person, like she's the kind of woman I would like to grow up into. The kind of endurance, the patience, the hard work. At this age, at this stage in my mom's life, my mom still learns. Like, she longs to learn. She's creative. She works as a computer operator in a school. Yet, I could remember when I was in 400 level, yeah, my mom was learning how to become a chemist. Funny, right? And recently, she's into sign writing. She doesn't believe that age is a limit to what you can learn or what you can become in life. So, my mom is one woman I really envy, and I hope that one day I can be even better. So if there's anything that, of course, we all didn't have a smooth growing up. It's not possible for you to have a smooth. There must have been something along the line. Probably something happened. Something you want to change. Something you wish can change. If you feel, okay, your parents were not really everything you wanted, you can actually be better parents. Yeah, that is just the beauty of it. When you want to grow up into a kind of parents that everybody will envy and be like, oh, I like that kind of parent. I like that kind of dad. I like that kind of wife. I like that kind of husband. You could actually, or you can actually be that parent you envy. You can be the kind of parent you wanted. There's no limitations to you being good parents. All that matters is parenting, proper parenting, parenting roles. You must make sure that there's stability in the life of your wards, be it your foster ones, be it someone who is just living with you. By the way, I was going through Twitter, was it last week? Yeah, and I saw a post. It was a thread, a very long one. But it wasn't interesting, but I just had to read it through. It had to do with a lady committing suicide. Very bad. She committed suicide because her own family, her own direct family, her immediate family were not in support of her. They were not believing her. They accused her wrongly. According to the letter and according to her friends, the letter she wrote before she died, she was like, her mom didn't believe in her. She had to die because she couldn't take it anymore. She longs to find peace. She longs to find peace where she's not even sure peace can be. So this is actually one of the things we are supposed to tackle as parents. Are you sure your words? Are you sure your children? Are you sure those that are under your care are being taken care of properly? Their mental health matters. Depression is actually very real. Depression could and can lead one into committing the unseen. So please, this segment, I hope we've been able to learn one or two things. See your baby girl, Solis. Thank you for always listening. I love you. Take care. Bye.